Previously on the Cowboys Comeback.
You want a child, and you adore Robbie. I need a wonderful, loving mother for him. Someone I trust. Neither of us is looking for someone else to give us what we need. So, why not give us a chance?
I'm not saying no or yes. I need to think about this, Holt. This is so lovely.
I'm so glad you changed your mind about waiting to respond till Monday. I don't know how I would have made it through the weekend.
I like how straightforward you are. You say what's on your mind.
I've learned my lesson.
I think that woman knows you.
Oh, you've got to be kidding.
Boy, did I surprise you.
Amanda, this is...
I'm Sally Ann, the ex-wife. Amanda and Holt shared the most amazing kiss in her doorway. It felt like they floated to the restaurant. And then, of all people in the world to show up at their date, his ex-wife? I'm Sally Ann, the ex-wife. I'm sure you've heard all about me.
You do know your son lives here, right? You didn't want to see him at all while you're in town?
God, Holt, you haven't changed a damned bit. I just don't think I'll have time. My friend is in a bad way, okay? I'm here to pick up dinner for her, and I'm leaving early tomorrow morning.
I don't know why I expected you to care about your own child.
Of course I care, Holt. That's not fair. Just tell Robbie I'm sorry.
Hey, you okay?
She was here, right here in town, and didn't plan to see Robbie? I hate it. And I hate that you had to witness all that, Amanda.
I'm here for you. Don't worry.
Thanks.
Let's go, Holt. I'll drive you back to the Grange.
Amanda didn't say a word on the ride over. Didn't ask him questions or make small talk or try to lighten things up. She let him process and digest, which was what he needed. When she pulled up to the drive at his house, he just sat there like a stone, and she left the engine idling.
Maybe he should just send her home and deal with this Sally Ann debacle on his own, in his own way. But he needed to get out of the truck. He needed to gulp in some air. And he needed Amanda. He knew it with a certainty that made his chest tight. What would happen when they went inside, he had no idea, because he was in a bad place right now. And maybe being with Amanda in the middle of it was going to cost them both.
Listen, Holt, if you just need to be alone right now, I can take the truck home and one of your brothers can bring you by to pick it up tomorrow morning. I'll totally understand if you just need some space.
I could use some coffee. You?
The entire pot, maybe. Here you go. Freshly brewed.
Thanks.
And yes, I know I'm already too comfortable in your kitchen.
Do you get it? I just don't understand her apathy towards our son.
I don't get it either, Holt. All I know is that some people are wired differently.
She didn't want to be a mother. She'd always said that.
Well, I'm so glad Robbie has you.
A mom. Mom's love and devotion. I want him to have that too.
Of course.
I'm sorry she ruined our date.
It's not ruined. In fact, she ended up bringing us closer. I mean, here we are, talking about some very personal issues. You opened up to me.
You just make everything better, Amanda Jenkins. I want to kiss you. I need to kiss you.
There would be no turning back from this point. If they kissed, the kind of kiss she knew it would be, and very likely where it would lead, she'd be all in. Both fate and circumstances had intervened tonight. So she leaned in. Holt responded in an instant and pulled her into him. One hand was in her hair, and the other was running all over her body. She felt a surge of heat run up her spine as the warm wetness of their mouths collided.
Maybe we shouldn't do this. I know you wanted to move slowly, and suddenly we're in dangerous territory. Because I'm using everything I've got to tamp down how badly I want you right now.
Bring me to your bedroom.
You sure?
Very.
Amanda pushed the door closed. And this time, she kissed him. And he responded instantly, taking her face in both of his hands and kissing her so intensely that her knees really did almost buckle. He turned her around and slowly unzipped the little blue dress, then turned her back around and gave it a nudge on each side of her shoulders so that it would fall and slide past her hips onto the floor. She stepped out of it and kicked it aside. She kissed his bare, muscled chest, which was even sexier than she'd remembered. He picked her up and carried her onto the bed, getting rid of his pants and slowly taking off her lacy bra. His hands and mouth were all over her, exploring, enjoying, savoring. For the first time in a long time, she didn't think. She just felt. And apparently, the same went for him. Her eyes closed. She felt her lacy undies being pulled down and removed. She arched her back and kissed him, anticipating the feel of him on top of her. She opened her eyes, and when he was reaching for his bedside table, opening a drawer, she watched him rip open the foil packet and then met his gaze as he leaned over her.
To a fresh start.
To the future.
And then every painful memory from the past and every new worry was replaced by sensation. Bliss. He entered her slowly and looked into her eyes. Her head lurched up to the ceiling in a moment of pure pleasure. He kissed her neck, thrusting tenderly. Their bodies in perfect sync. Faster, faster, faster. Amanda's moans grew louder. She didn't have to say a word. It was like Holt's body and hers were speaking to each other. Like they knew just what the other needed. And just as she hit her climax, Amanda remembered what lovemaking actually was.
Dad, what's up? It's 6 a.m.
You better come get your son. He woke up early and is bouncing off the walls.
Seriously, Dad?
Oh, I'm dead serious. Robbie took it upon himself to make his grandmother and me coffee and managed to break not only the carafe, but a mug. It's just too much, Holt.
You can't just clean it up and ask him to be more careful? He thought he was doing something nice for you and Mom.
I want you to come get him right now.
Damn it.
What's going on?
I'm sorry, Amanda, but I've got to go get Robbie. He woke up too early and is already breaking things by accident and driving my dad nuts. Well, why don't you take my truck home? I'll have one of my brothers drive me over to get it later. You can leave the keys in the console.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry I'm being so abrupt. This is not how I wanted the morning to go. Can we talk later, Amanda? I mean, really talk.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Hey, Poyne. Hey, Britt. How'd you know I desperately needed a hot coffee?
I heard the door open and close a little while ago. Then I heard the shower start. That tells me a few things, but I hope I've got it wrong.
You don't, I'm sure.
You didn't come home last night, which means the night started out great. That you didn't come home till 6 a.m. means the night ended great. But that you're home this early and taking a shower here means something went wrong this morning.
You're a freaking psychic. You know that.
Oh, just been there, experienced that. But I'm usually the one making something go wrong and leaving.
Everything was going great, and then disaster struck, like a tornado. We were having an amazing time together at that little Italian place at the end of Main Street. And toward the end of dinner, guess who suddenly appeared out of nowhere picking up takeout? Holt's ex-wife.
The one who hasn't been around in a few years? Why was she here?
An old friend was having problems, apparently. She wasn't even planning on seeing Robbie. I don't get it. Neither does Holt. He was so upset by her complete lack of regard for their child that I drove him home. Then we got to talking about it, and one thing led to another, and we were in bed.
Tell me that part was good.
Amazing. Beautiful. Everything I remember and everything I imagined being with him again would be like. I'm so damned in love with this guy, Britt.
I know. So all the negative energy from the ex got pushed aside for something much better at his place last night. But then it all came back to him this morning?
I guess it must have. Maybe both parts of his past coming at him. The ex-wife, the ex-girlfriend.
So why did you leave?
Robbie stayed over at Holt's parents' place, and I guess he woke up early and broke something. So Holt's dad was all over him to pick him up.
The triple whammy. The ex-wife and the hopeful second chance with the woman he never forgot. And his grumpy father. Enough to rattle the calmest of us.
You think?
Give him a little time. I have faith.
Thanks, Britt. Speaking of faith, I'm gonna go see if there are any leads on Beatrix Abernathy. Focusing on Mel's mystery will take my mind off him for a while.
Have fun. A hot shower is calling my name.
Amanda opened her email and almost jumped. There was a response to her last post on the group chat site about adoptees seeking information on their birth parents. She opened the message.
Hi, my name is Bernadette Jefferson, and I was born in Rust Creek Falls and placed for adoption with a loving family. When my parents passed on, I found a document in their keepsake trunk with the name Abernathy. It was with my birth certificate. Abernathy isn't a very common name, so I think I might be who you're looking for. I know my birth parents would be very elderly if still alive. This is the first time I've had hope, so thank you for that. Please be in touch at your earliest convenience. With hope, Bernadette Jefferson.
Poyne, I think we found the long-lost baby daughter after 75 years. I gotta tell Mel.
Good one, Robbie.
Morning, bud.
Daddy!
I'm just gonna talk to Grandma and Grandpa quickly, then we'll head home.
Okay, I'll keep playing.
Hey, Mom. Where's Dad?
Hi, honey.
I'm right here.
Look, Dad, I'm sorry for whatever happened here, but if you can't be more patient with Robbie, then I don't think you should be around him. He needs people on his side. Yes, he needs guidance and correction from me, his parent, not you. Do I make myself clear?
How dare you speak to me like that?
Because I have to.
Trust me, Holt. You're the same way as Robbie at his age. Do you want him making trouble, getting arrested for nonsense, running wild, marrying a woman who doesn't even care about her own child?
You're done telling me who I am or who I was. I'm proud of the man I've become, and I'm damn proud of the father I am. Robbie, time to go. Mom, if you'd like to see me or Robbie, it'll have to be at my place. I love you, but I'm done here.
to tutor Robbie.
Hi. I'm sorry I haven't called or texted. I know I said we'd talk. And I want to, Amanda. Can you stay after? My brothers are taking Robbie out for cheeseburgers.
Sure.
Amanda!
Hey, Robbie.
Robbie, that's for you.
I know, Dad.
Robbie!
Hey, bud.
Hi, Uncle Shep and Uncle Dale. I'm so hungry.
Well, let's go get you a cheeseburger.
And a milkshake?
Oh, you better believe it.
Take a seat. Coffee?
Sure. Before we started reading, Robbie told me what happened at the main house this morning. He asked me if his grandfather didn't love him anymore. I did my best to tell him that his grandfather does love him, as he told me he did. But it got me thinking, Holt. That's how I'm left feeling right now. Unsure of where I stand, off balance. Last night in your bed, in your arms, all I could think was how much I still love you. How I have you back. And then bam, all I feel is a cold draft.
I thought I had things figured out. I thought I could do this. But then I realized I can't. I'm not about to let Robbie get hurt all over again.
You think I'm going to hurt Robbie?
You won't mean to. You won't want to. But you'll leave. And he'll be devastated and think it's his fault. I went through all of that with him once, and the after effects are horribly painful and long-lasting. We won't go through that again. I won't allow it.
Are you kidding me? You're ending things between us when we just got started because you expect me to break both of your hearts?
Yes.
That's what you think of me. That's how little you trust me.
I don't trust anyone. Just Robbie.
Holt, this is no way to live. Expecting everyone to be like Sally Ann. Hell, you were Sally Ann on our last go around, not me.
I never wanted to hurt you, Amanda. You mean a lot to me. But I have to protect Robbie.
I know how much you love your son. I understand how you feel, Holt. I know what that run-in with Sally did to you. But you're going to throw love away in case it doesn't work out? Does that really make sense to you?
I need to focus on my son, Amanda. There's no room in my life for anyone but him right now. I'll take over working with him on reading. I'm not an expert, but I did some research on how to help a struggling reader improve.
I guess this is goodbye then? For the record, though, Holt, I think you're wrong here. I love you, and the two of us have something special. And I love Robbie. And he and I have a very special relationship, too. I'd lost my ability to believe in love, but my feelings for you and for Robbie renewed it. I'm glad I believe, even if it means hurting this bad. Because at least I feel. At least I try.
Goldilocks is gonna be okay, right, Daddy?
I think she'll be fine. Thanks to you, she's on the mend.
I did help, didn't I?
You sure did, buddy.
I hear Goldie's better, thanks to you too.
Gramps, guess what? I helped mix Goldilocks yogurt and honey, and she almost ate most of it.
I heard that you've taken real good care of her. You saved your Gram's favorite goat. I'm proud of you, Robbie.
You are?
Sure am.
Do you want some carrots, Gramps? Goldilocks isn't feeling good enough to have them yet.
I'd love one. Thank you.
Here you go.
Thank you.
I'm sorry I'm not a good grandson. I really am trying to be better, Gramps.
You're a great grandson, Robbie. Of course you are. I'm so glad you're my grandboy. Now, it is true that sometimes you're a little too loud or fast or wild for me, but I'm an impatient type. But you know what, Robbie? I'm going to try to be more patient because I love you, and I want us to spend more time together. We'll both try.
Daddy always says that all we can do is try.
I am very sorry for making you feel bad, Robbie. I shouldn't have, because I love you so much.
I love you, Gramps.
And you too, Holt.
Love you, Dad.
Whoa! Hey, Hurricane Amanda.
Hey, Britt, I'm just changing and then leaving again.
You seem like you're on a mission.
I'm going to talk to Holt. I won't give up.
That's my girl. Okay, go, 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 go! Ah! That's my girl.
Hi, I'm here to see Amanda.
Holt. Okay, hold on. Amanda! Door for you. I'll just, yeah.
Oh, Holt. I was just on my way to see you.
Really?
I had something to say, but since you're here, I'd rather you went first.
I came over to show you something. And to ask you something. Toward the end of camp a decade ago, I bought this for you. With the money I earned that summer. I had to give half to the state to pay my fine, but the other half went toward this.
Oh my God. Is that an engagement ring? Holt, I had no idea.
I bought it back when I was still pretending to be something I wasn't. Or thought that's what I was doing. It took me until very recently to realize that was me that summer. The 22-year-old who bought you this ring loved you. And that was all he needed to know. I'm so sorry I hurt you, Amanda. Then and now. But I love you so much. If you'll agree to give me that second chance again, I'd like to spend the rest of my life proving to you how much you mean to me.
You can definitely have that second chance.
Oh, Robbie's gonna be one happy boy.
We're going to be a whole happy family.
I love you, Amanda Jenkins.
I love you, Holt Dalton. And by the way, I love that little ring. I love that you bought it when you believed. It symbolizes a big piece of us, Holt.
That reminds me. I made a stop before I came over.
Oh, Holt. That's too gorgeous.
I'm doing this right. Amanda Jenkins, will you make me the happiest guy alive and be my wife?
Yes. Yes. Not many women can say they have two engagement rings from the same guy, but 10 years apart. Let's go tell Robbie. I can't wait to see his face.
Gosh, I love you so much.
Amanda, do you think you can find me a book about a kid who's really, really, really happy about his new mom?
I have a better idea. We can write that book together. You'll write a line, then I'll write a line. Before you know it, we'll have a whole chapter. Then another, then another.
Everybody, guess what? I'm getting a mom, and I'm going to write a book.
Are Bentley and Oliver going to be in the book?
Yep, and you too. Gramps and Graham, and all my uncles, and Daring Drake. But it's mostly going to be about how my dad and my great new mom met at Happy Hearts because I wanted a dog, and Daddy said yes.
And then Amanda said yes.
Crazy woman.
Hey, Uncle Morgan, when are you getting married? You're older than my dad.
Oh, he's older. But is he wiser?
Well, Robbie, if I ever meet a woman as super cool as your new mom-to-be, we'll see. But right now, the single life suits me just fine.
Someday, all my sons are going to be married and giving me grandchildren.
The more the merrier.
Boy, that smells good, Holt.
And everything's ready. Come and get it, folks.
Last one to the table is a rotten cheeseburger.
Hey, no fair.
Because you're the only way.